Weiter in Shakespeare and Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed. Hey, bring your mom. Lamed down on bees by the bottom of the page. Next part of the Mishnah. Dine nefashas danin ba yom. We judge it during the day, and you finish it only by day. Minani me. Where do you know this from? Amar Shir Rechia, Amar Kal Patsik says, Vehoka osam la Hashem neged Hashemesh. And hang them before Hashem against the sun. Therefore, it's got to be done during the daytime. Where do we learn that Oka means to hang? We give a shawl, Bechir Hashem. Pasuk says that we will hang them, the kids of Shaul, sons of Shaul, and give a shawl, the chosen of Hashem. Beep, turn the page. Lamed hey, amen, alf. Uksev. And it is also written, Vatika chritzba bas aya. That is that Ritzpah, the daughter of Aya, took sackcloth and spread it for herself upon the rock from the beginning of the harvest. And the pasuk again says, until water dropped upon them out of a shemayim, and she didn't allow either the birds of the heaven to rest upon them by the day or the beasts of the field by night. So we see that these bodies are left hanging on the trees. And it says, "Ve'omer Hashem Moshe, kachis kol roshei ha'am, take all the chiefs of Israel." And the pasuk ends by saying, "Hoka," then hang them before Hashem against the sun. Right? Im ha'am chatu. Why would it be we do this if they were doing avodah zarah, roshei ha'am chatu? Then why? What did the roshei ha'am? What did they do wrong? Why are the Rosh Ham getting punished because of what the Am did? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Amar Kalo comes Baruch Hu Moshe. Chalek lehem batei dinim. Split up the Rosh Ham into many courts. And check it out over there. And kill those people who are involved in Baal Peor. And hang them against the sun. My time, why is it that you need many courts? Just have one. Ilem Mishom Shein Dadim Shtayim B'yom Echad, if you want to say, because you can't do two cases of capital punishment on the same day. One day, some Mishnah coming up later. That din was taught only with reference to two different types of being killed. But if it's one Misa, then you're allowed to do one. So why do you need more courts? Ela Kadesha Yashuv Charon Af Misrael. In order to remove Hashem's anger from Bnei Yisrael, Rashi explains, because then Ella Kedemucha Chorelik, once again, V'yashuv Charanaf, Hashem's anger will be gone. Because Baruch Hu, Kishah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Roah Shekula Masukim B'davar U'Mekan L'Chvodo, when everyone's working, you know, for Hashem's sake. Dini Maminus Gomrim Bobayom. Now, when it comes to Dini Maminus, cash money that can be finished on that day, whether it's Chayev or Zakai. And capital punishments can be finished on that same day if you're going to acquit them, if it's going to be Zakai, but if it's going to be convictions, then it's got to be the next day. Minani mili, wait a minute, it's from Rabbi Chini Ina, Dabar Kal Pasuk says, Mileasi, Mishpat Tzedek, Yolin Ba, V'atam Ratzchem. It was full of judgment, meaning Yerushalayim. Righteousness once lodged in it, but now murderers. V'rava Amar Mihacha. Hold on, what do we see from there? It used to be they would wait, you know, until the next day to go ahead and to convict. But they started doing it even on that day, and said they became like murderers. Rav Amechalu from here, Ashu Chamutz, encourage the oppressed, which means Ashu Dayan Shemechametz Estino, encourage a judge who delays his judgment. V'idach, right, so hold off until the next day. V'idach. And what was Rav Chanina learn out from that? Meaning Rav Chanina, he explains, Ashu Chometz V'lo Chometz, encourages the victim of a theft, but not the thief. Rashi explains something, a case that comes up in Bava Kamma, and that is that someone took someone else to court saying that he didn't pay back his loan. And the guy says back, listen, yeah, it's true, I didn't pay back my loan, but that's because he has my mashkin and he ruined it. The pasuk is telling us that the court is to first deal with the fact that the lender now gets back his stuff if it's stolen from him, and only then deal with the fact of the borrower, who's, you know, the thief who didn't repay his loan, right? In reference to the mashkan. V'idach and Rava, hi milasai, Milei asi mishpat mai avodah. What did he do with the pasuk? It was full of judgment. Kedumah lazer merbi yitzchak. Dumah merbi lazer merbi yitzchak. Kol tainius shemalinin bo es hatzdakah on any fast day that the delay giving tzedakah until the morning, then it's keilu shofech damim. It's like they murdered. Shen emar milei asi mishpat tzedek. It was full of judgment, righteousness, charity. The pasuk ends it. Now they're considered like murderers, like we said. Right? It was normal that they would give tzedakah on the night following a fast day. So the poor people like depended on getting this thing. And therefore, if everyone would delay giving their stuff until the next day, these people would be hungry, wouldn't be able to break their fast. Maybe they would die from being hungry. The Hani Mili Berifta V'Tamri. This statement is to a place in which it's the minhag is to give at the end of the fast bread or dates, which is something that's going to be eaten right away. In a place where they would normally give out money or wheat or barley, which is raw wheat and barley, then you can wait till the next day because they're not able to eat it anyway. Next part of the Mishnah, we said, therefore, we don't do a din on Ein Danin, a little bit Erev Shabbos, a little bit Erev Yontif, because you can't finish it off the next day. My timer, we show them the little Efshah. It's not possible to find a time in order to give a psak. Hechi Levin. How you going to do it? The Daini B'mali Shabsa. You're going to call, the trial comes on Friday, Erev Shabbos. V'ligmer L'dini B'mali Shabsa. To come up with the psak on Friday can't be, because Dilma Chazutan L'chova. Maybe we're going to find that they're going to be chayef. Ubo L'mevet Halon is din, and they have to wait, until the next day to find something which is actually good. Lidyan Eba Miley Shapsa, if you want to make up your Shabbos, look at him Shapsa, and then finish on Shabbos. If you look at him Shapsa, then kill him at Shabbos camp because Eimet Sicha Docha Shabbos. We don't do that. That Docha is an execution, doesn't knock out Shabbos. If you look at the Orta to have him be killed at night means after Shabbos camp because negative Shabbos being, and it's got to be during the daytime, when there's the sun there, opposite the sun. And to give the psak on Shabbos, and come on Sunday, can't do it because you're going to cause him pain because you have to kill him on that day that you paskin. Okay, now says the Gemara. Okay, but let's do the trial on Friday and then give the verdict on Sunday. Nah, can't be, because Minshu Tamayu. Does might forget their arguments on the first day of the trial. Afagav the Shnei Sofer Adiram Omnuftam, even though they have these scribes that are there, Vikos and Divriya Mazakim and Divri Mechaim, and they write everything down over there. And this judge, and therefore, Nihi de Puman Kasim, although the spoken words are written down, like that which is in their mouth, Liban and Sheyanashe. But the reasoning of the heart is not, and therefore it's forgotten. Hilkach lo efshah, therefore it's not possible to do it on Friday. Amalei Reish Lagos Rabbi Yochanan, who take for us meis mitzvah docha Shabbos v'kavachomer kvuras meis mitzvah, burying a dead body needs to be dealt with. It should be docha Shabbos, should override Shabbos from a kavachomer. Uma avoda shedocha Shabbos avoda, which is the sacrificial offerings, is docha Shabbos. You bring karbonos on Shabbos. Kfuas meis mitzvah docha usa me leachoso. The mitzvah of burying a meis mitzvah overrides the avoda that we learn out from the extra words umi leachoso that. Yeah. Ula achoso. That is teaching us what? Kill the title. Like we learned in a braisa. La abo la imo la achiv la achoso ma tamad lomer. The pasuk says by a nazir, he's not going to let it become tamay for his father or his mother, for his brother or for his sister. What are you coming to teach us? Hare shaya holech lishchot es pischo. Let's say somebody is going to bring a carbon pesach. The lamos benor is on his way to go to do bris milah. Is of his son. Beep, turn the page on my base. He heard that somebody who's close to him died. He'll say his sister. Yochi Tame, you think that he should become Tame and barrier. Right, we have over here a Nazir that's a Kohen Gadol shouldn't continue on his way to do the Karban Pesach or Mila, but he should bury his sister and become Tamei. Amarta lo yitama, and therefore knocked it off. It says, do not become Tamei. Yoch shem shem b'tamei lachos, so you would think just like he can become Tamei for his sister. Kachinu b'tamei l'meis mitzvah, so he doesn't become Tamei for his mitzvah. Tamei lomer ule achos, so therefore it says the word ule achos to teach. Lachos hu dinu b'tamei, he doesn't become Tamei to his sister. Amo b'tamei l'meis mitzvah, but he does become Tamei for a meis mitzvah. For we see from this braisa that it's clear that the mitzvah of burying a meis mitzvah overrides the mitzvah of avoda. So now let's see the Rish Lakish now bring out this Kav HaChomer to prove that the chiyuv to bury a meis mitzvah should override Shabbos. Right? He said that the avoda is chabor relative to Shabbos because it overrides Shabbos, but the chiyuv to bury a meis mitzvah overrides the karbanos. So Shabbos should nidches mepnei avoda. When it comes to Shabbos, which is less chamor, because it's overrode by karbanos, then clearly burial of the dead, meis mitzvah, should override it also. Beautiful. So Rish Lakish is basically asking Rav Yochanan, if the chiyuv to bury a meis mitzvah overrides the avoda, it should clearly override Shabbos, which is less chamor. Amalei says to him, "Ritzichet v'chiach." No, the idea of killing can prove that's no good. Shedoches avoda, it overrides the avoda. Veino doches the Shabbos, but it's not doches Shabbos. If a kohen murdered someone on purpose, he has to be brought to judgment, even though he's not going to be able to do the karbanos in the Beis Hamikdash. So the mitzvah to kill a murderer overrides the mitzvah of karbanos, even though killing doesn't override Shabbos, like we're going to see. So v'enidoch is a Shabbos. Therefore, even though the burial of a meis mitzvah overrides that of avoda, not necessarily Shabbos. Ritzicha gufa tilcha is a Shabbos v'kav v'chomer. But the fact that the ritzicha, we should learn that from the following kav v'chomer, that disposing of a murderer itself should override Shabbos. Ma avoda shedochos Shabbos, avoda goes in the zochos Shabbos. Ritzicha dochos shenemar me'im mizbekhi tikachenu lamos. From near my altar, you shall take him to be killed to death. Shabbos shenichas me'avoda, a reference to Shabbos, which is less chamor because it's overrode by the avoda. Of course, the tzicha is going to knock it out. Amarava kvar paska tana the Rabbi Shmuel. Tana Rabbi Shmuel. They already paskin. It says the lo dochi Shabbos, not dochi Shabbos. The Tana Rabbi Shmuel. The Rabbi Shmuel. Lo sevaru eish ma talmud loimar. Pasuk says you can't light a fire. What's it teaching us by saying that? Matama Lomar. Huh? Either Biosi, Lilav Yatsas. Kurtubiosi is teaching that it was lighting was singled out to be a lav, but not that a person should be killed. Because all of the Avos Malachos are not written out except for that Avlos of our Esochomos Sechem. So he's saying it's being written out specifically to tell you that you're not killed for it. And Ilu Rabbi Nasan Lechalik Yosef, according to Rabbi Nasan, it's teaching it's singled out to separate Shabbos Lachos into different categories of Chiyuvim. Kedetanya, according to the Raisa, Havara Lelav Yotzas, the Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Nasan Amar Lechalik Yotzas, no, it's done in order to separate into different categories of Chiyuv. This inyan brings us way back to Mesechus Shabbos, as Machlokus over here, and that is that somebody who breaks Shabbos on purpose, they get skila, right? Or, you know, karis, depending if you have certain criteria. But according to Yossi, the Torah specifies a distinct iser of lo sevaru eish to remove it from the general category of Shabbos Malachos. And it's saying that it's just a lav you get malchus for. But Rav Nasan says, no, it's actually teaching you that if someone violates all the malachos in a helam echad, You would think you'd be chayiv only for one chatas. The Torah is telling you that as this new iser, specific bracha of losvar esh, I teach that just like one who violates a bracha of losvar esh, of kindling, is chayiv to be chatas, so to somebody, is going to be chayiv to bring a separate chatas for each other malachas that he violates, even if all of them happened in Hel Mechad. Kiditanya, Havar Lev Yosef, Rav Yosef, Rosen, Omer, Lechalik Yotza, so now we know, El Omer, Avam, Tana Moshavos Kavshalei. The Tana found this idea of Moshavos, Osvaru Eshachol Moshavos Seichem, right? Moshavos, Matam and Lord, why does it mention this idea of your dwellings? Why is that mentioned at all? Michti, Shabbos, Chovas Agufi. The Chiv of Shabbos is on the body. Nothing to do with land or anything else, or produce. It's on the body. And that implies both in Eretz Yisrael and outside. So Moshavos, the Kazer Rachman, and Lamli. Why did you see Lucifer, Ish, the Chom, Moshvo, Seichem, and all of your dwellings? Mishimma, Bishmal, and Talmud Echad, Lefish, and Emmer, comes and explains, because it says, if a man has committed a sin worthy of death and he's put to death, and this applies to both weekday and Shabbos. And why do I have to say the pasuk that one who profanes a Shabbos will be put to death? Reference to other things besides Mrs. Bezin, or Ella Afila Mrs. Bezin. Or maybe not, that even by Mrs. Bezin, things are going to be usher and Shabbos. So, my name is Vihumas. How am I going to apply this idea? And he's put to death. Bechol avalo b'Shabbos. To tell you that it's talking about during the weekday, but not on Shabbos. So, in el afil b'Shabbos, maybe something even on Shabbos, also a person is going to be killed, even if it's on Shabbos. Tam and Lomar, lo savaru eis bechol masoseichem, that you can't light a fire in your midst at all. Ulahalan huomer. And furthermore, it says, later on, it says by killing someone, it says, just like over there, it's talking about Bezin, have Moshavos Amr Khan, but Bezin here too, so it's Bezin as well. And even to a court, the Torah says, don't do it on Shabbos. What the Bryce is coming to teach us is learning it from the extra Moshav Seichem, the malacha of Lo Sevaru Eish, is Aser on Shabbos, even if it's needed in order to carry out the mitzvah of killing someone by Eish. And therefore we learn out the other types of things, not just Sreifa, but Chenek, Hereg, and Skila, they're compared to them, and therefore we also do on Shabbos. Okay, my friend, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.